What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to the Pursuit of Calling podcast, where my goal and purpose is to provide you with the skills and mindset needed to successfully discover and pursue your God-given calling. I'm your host, Thomas Carney, and today, well, I'm heading to Uganda. All right. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to Uganda. Not today, not specifically the day I'm recording, but I am going the day that this episode releases. And you might be wondering, like, why is a person that has chronic pain and has a chronic movement disorder, why are they going to a completely different hemisphere? Like, I'm going to be on a plane for like 14 hours, I think, one way. It may be a little bit less, might be a little bit more, I'm not sure. But, like, why am I going? Honestly, that's a really big reason why. Now, I have two main reasons I want to talk about in this episode. And I'm going to go in depth, and for each section, I'm going to have some reflective questions for you guys to reflect back on your lives and to hopefully use my life, the use of the things I'm going through and pushing myself towards to help you reflect on your life and help you push yourself as well. So let's dive in. So the two reasons I'm going, two big reasons. One, because I want to increase my dependency on God. I know I normally say this isn't a quote-unquote Christian podcast, but I'm going to Uganda on a missions trip with my church and with Compassion International. Compassion International, and through Compassion International, a lot of us have our Compassion Children who we sponsor. And guys, if you haven't heard of them, definitely look them up. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can look at what they do. But you can sponsor a child I believe it's $47 a month, and that money goes to whatever that child needs, whether that be medical care, whether that be food, clothing, maybe with school. It's whatever that child needs to live a more fulfilled life. So that's one big reason, but I also want to see the lives of those who have a very different view of the world and believe in the same God. To see how the lives, how they live out their faith without all the same things that I have in the U.S., here in the U.S., that I take for granted. I'm specifically saying that I take for granted, even though I know a lot of us take things for granted, but I'm thinking about the things that I personally take for granted, that if I lived in a country like Uganda, that I things I just wouldn't have. And I wanted to see their dependency on God. And I want to learn from them. That's the goal. This is a learning experience. It's not for me to go there and teach them anything. It's to go there and learn something from them so I can come back a better man and a better child of God. So I'm hopefully going to be able to meet my sponsor child, Shafiq. That was like a shift, but that's like something huge I want to do. I have a sponsor child called Shafiq. If we get to meet, that'd be amazing. I still got to buy him something. I want to buy him a gift. And if I don't meet him, I'll give it to another kid and I know they'll be grateful. But I want to get him something. I'm not sure what yet. I'm not sure what to expect on this journey, but I'm extremely excited to go. I'll update all of you on what I've learned in an upcoming episode once I'm back. Maybe I'll bring on some guests who are going on the trip with me. That would actually be really cool. I might have to ask them about that when we're on the plane for 14 hours. So for the reflective questions, so for this section, I want you to think about, like, what are some things in your life that you've been taking for granted, and how might your faith or perspective change if those things were taken away? How might your faith or perspective change if those things were taken away? What would you do if you no longer had your phone? What would you do if you no longer had social media? What would you do if you no longer had access to all the food that you have now? what would you do? How did your perspective change on your perspective change towards God? How would your perspective change towards your faith? Think about that. Write down your answer. And how do you, and this is the second question, how do you currently rely on God in your day-to-day life? In what areas could you deepen that dependency, and in what way? I want to say a great thing you can do to deepen your faith is going on a fast. And right now, the Amplified Church is actually going through a 14-day fast where a lot of people you can are fasting from social media, but I highly suggest that you fast, honestly, for even for a few days, you fast from food. And you, now that might sound crazy to some of you, and especially those who aren't people of faith. But let me quickly explain that, and I'm going to move on to the next section. So fasting from food, the whole reason to do that is to deny the flesh, is to deny your flesh, deny what your flesh wants, and to completely feed the spirit through having more constant conversation with God, diving into your word more. Anytime you feel hungry, you just speak to him. And you thank him for what he has given you. Fasting from food, like for 3 days even, that's not going to kill you. It's going to hurt, but it's going. But like I heard something recently, where a pastor said, "If it doesn't hurt, it's not a fast." And it sounds harsh. It sounds harsh, but it's true. So think about that. Think about that. That is a great way to deepen your faith, to deepen your dependency on God, is by loosening your dependency on worldly things. Okay, so I'm done with the heavy Christian stuff. So if you've been tuning me out for the last 6 minutes, you can come back. You can come back now. So the other reason I'm going is because I want to increase my margin of endurance. So it's funny because this is the second time I recorded this episode, and I said margin of endurance. I was like, wow, that's really good. And I was like, I should make a whole episode on that. And maybe I will one day. But now that it's the second time, I really fleshed out my notes a little bit more. And I really want to talk to you guys about why I want to increase my margin of endurance and what that is. You might already know. So I want to prove to myself and others that I can do hard things regardless of my condition. I want to show others that they can do the same. Maybe not specifically go to Uganda, but maybe it is. But you get the point. I want to prove to other people, people with chronic movement disorders, chronic pain, chronic conditions, that despite their circumstances, that they can still do hard things. I'm going to be proof of it. I have a lot of hard things I want to do in my life. This won't necessarily make things easier, but it will give me something amazing to look back on that I got to be a part of. Something hard. Something that I'm still not 100% sure of how my body's going to handle, to be honest. I know there will be pain, but what else is new? I know there's going to be pain. That's more normal. That doesn't bother me. I just don't know how much. And that's the part that I'm wrestling with. And that's where my dependency on God is increasing. So this is my way to prepare for the unexpected. Within all the areas of my life, I want to increase my margin of endurance so that other hard things will cause pain, whether it's mental or physical or even spiritual, I'll be prepared for. So this is a concept that the concept of margin, just to go into a little bit more depth. I hear about it a lot whenever you're talking about your time. I also hear about it means margin, like leaving room for margin of error in your schedule. So if something runs over, a meeting runs over that you were expecting only to take 30 minutes, but takes 40, you have scheduled that time for it to take that long, for instance. Or margin in your finances by having a decent savings, having an emergency fund to be prepared for the unexpected. I want to build up my endurance so that whenever there is something hard, I have a pool of endurance I can pull from. I have this built up foundation of endurance I can pull from. Now, okay, go dig it Christian-y a little bit again. this is going to help me this is goes right hand in hand with this goes I can't you can't even see it on the camera I'm going to show it this goes hand in hand in increasing my dependency on God, increasing my spiritual endurance, increasing my relationship with Him. Increasing my endurance, my margin of endurance, increasing my dependency on God, they are pretty much one and the same. But I wanted to give a reason for both, because they're not the same, but they're very closely related. As a Christian, I don't think you can have one without the other. So for the reflective questions for this section, I'm going to ask two this time. To say, in what ways are you currently stepping outside of your comfort zone to grow into the person you feel called to be? In what areas are you currently stepping outside of your comfort zone to grow into your calling, to pursue your calling well? You can't pursue your calling well if you're not stepping out of your comfort zone. You're not going to do that. You're not going to pursue your calling well if you're comfortable. So think about that. In what areas are you currently stepping out? If you're not currently stepping out in any way, write the areas down where you can start stepping out and becoming uncomfortable. So how do you prepare yourself in the unexpected challenges in life? This is question two. Are you actively building a margin of endurance to help you face future obstacles? So if you aren't currently doing anything, write down two things that you can be doing, that you can start doing. You can start doing today, you can start doing this week. Because like we said, the margin of endurance is not going to make the thing that you're going to be doing easier, but it's going to make you able to do it with a higher level of excellence. It's going to cause you to not want to quit as quickly. It's going to be able to give you a. I'm trying to use a different word other than endurance, but it's going to be able to give you a confidence that you can do it because you've already done other hard things. That's exactly what it is. You've already done this. That's why I'm doing this. I can look back on this and say I already did something hard. I went to Uganda in pain. I was sat on a plane for 14 hours. And maybe that causes a lot of pain. I did all of these things. I think about that now. Like I'm in pain every single day. And I can pull from that and be like, I've already done that. I've already done hard things. I can do this. Right? A lot of it's mental. So if you aren't currently doing anything, write down two things you can be doing right now that you can be doing today. You can be doing this week. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got something out of this. And if you liked it, share it out on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review. And on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. All right, guys. Don't forget to pursue your calling well. I'll see you next time.